News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. More than 20 U.S. consulates and embassies are closed, mostly in North Africa and the Middle East, this weekend. The move comes after the U.S. learned of a potential threat against American government or private business interests. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, finds it significant. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Dempsey says the current threat is stronger than previous threats.
It is more specific, and we are taking it seriously, which I think you'd expect us to do. Yeah, there is a significant threat stream, and we're reacting to it.
Dempsey added the precise target of a possible al-Qaeda threat is not known. The State Department has also issued a travel warning to Americans to be on alert overseas. In Afghanistan, flash floods are causing devastation across eastern parts of the country. NPR's Sean Carberry reports at least 60 people have been killed and dozens are missing.
Rain has been pouring down on the mountains of eastern Afghanistan for several days, and the flooding is expected to continue. Most houses in rural parts of the country are poorly constructed out of mud and brick, and officials say that hundreds have been washed away, along with large expanses of agricultural land. More than 40 people have been killed just in one district of eastern Kabul province, but the capital itself remains dry. Hundreds of Afghan army troops are involved in rescue operations across six provinces. The United Nations and other international organizations are also providing assistance. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The biggest bank in Britain, HSBC, is reported to have given a number of diplomatic missions in London 60 days to find a new bank. More than 40 embassies, consulates, and high commissions have been affected, according to the British newspaper The Mail. The BBC's Joe Lynham has more.
Now, as part of a rapid process of what it calls de-risking, the sprawling global bank has asked certain diplomatic customers to find new banks. It said that it was carrying out a rolling program of assessments of all its businesses and that embassies were no exception. The bank refused, though, to comment on individual customer relationships. Bernard Silver, the head of the Consular Corps, which represents consuls in the UK, told the Mail on Sunday that the HSBC decision had created havoc, as embassies had to pay numerous bills which required the use of a bank account.
The BBC's Joe Lynham. In 2012, HSBC got a record fine after U.S. officials revealed its bankers had been handling assets belonging to Iran, Libya, and Mexico's notorious drug cartels. Iran has a new president. Hassan Rouhani took the oath of office today before a session of parliament. In his speech, he told other countries they should speak to Iran using the language of respect, not international sanctions. The Obama administration sent a message. It says it hopes Iran will make choices leading to a better life for Iranians, and if it truly seeks peace, it will find a willing partner in the United States. This is NPR. The U.S. has called into question the outcome of Wednesday's disputed elections in Zimbabwe, which handed victory to President Robert Mugabe, as well as a crucial two-thirds majority in parliament. From Harare, NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports, Secretary of State John Kerry says the results do not represent a credible expression of the will of the people of Zimbabwe.
Make no mistake, says Secretary Kerry, in a tough-talking statement detailing a deeply flawed electoral process in Zimbabwe. Western observer missions were barred from the vote, which the main opposition presidential candidate, outgoing Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, has described as a farce, alleging widespread rigging. President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party rejects all talk of vote fraud, but Tsvangirai says he's planning a court challenge. Kerry's statement lists a litany of alleged irregularities that the U.S. says skewed the elections. Domestic observers described as seriously compromised the vote, which Zimbabwe's neighbors broadly endorsed, though noting significant problems. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.
California authorities arrested a man who says he was the driver who plowed into a Venice Beach boardwalk yesterday, killing one person and injuring at least 11 others. Witnesses say that the driver seemed to speed up as he swerved on and off the curb, scattering tourists. The driver fled the scene. About an hour later, a man walked into a neighboring police station claiming he had hit the pedestrians. Today is President Obama's 52nd birthday. He celebrated quietly at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland. Yesterday, Obama played golf with friends. He's scheduled to return to the White House today. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for